we're going to have fun in the studio this morning. We are going to have fun this morning. So, you know, I Am Radio is now where the young people go if they don't want to listen to old people's music. And they want to hear young people's opinion because young people need to speak to young people. Then you listen to I Am Radio. It's internet-based and all like that. And then they had training and a whole bunch of new presenters. And so we thought, they can't just be there, someone hidden in a corner. We put them on the spot,
yeah,
on Radio 4567 AM. So on my left, I've got Viva Loy. Hello, V.
Hi.
She's got a long name, but I'm going to try that. V and Erin Patience. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, and Chandra Elster. Shawnee.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so you've got the V and the Erin and the Shawnee sitting with us in the studio. Now, what we always do, just because you've got a lovely voice. Oh, just by the way, go to Facebook and YouTube. You'll see these smiling faces. They're gorgeous. They've got faces for TV, not faces for radio. But in any case.
Yay. Thank you.
Before you've done the makeup in the morning, before you've had the coffee in the morning,
okay.
That V, if you had to tell someone who's never met you before, who's that lady? Like personality and what makes you tick?
Okay, I'm a very quirky person. And a lot of the times when people like see me at first, they think, oh my gosh, she's so serious. She's so unapproachable. But like when I'm comfortable. Yeah, absolutely. So when I'm very comfortable, I become quirky. But also I think sometimes it depends on the people who bring out certain parts of me. So I think I'm very quirky. I'm very weird. I break out into song randomly. Like it's up in a musical.
So you can sing.
Yes.
She can sing.
Ah, so that is me. I'm a very creative person. So I express that in my personality, or it shows in my personality by being quirky and just random.
You've got to see this girl. She's not only speaking, she's using the hands.
Yes.
Everything like that. Very animated. Erin.
Yeah.
So who are you? Come on, tell me.
I think I would probably describe myself as like a box of chocolates. Like you don't know what you're getting unless like you get into it.
That but sounds also very Forrest Gumpy.
Yeah, so I'm also pretty much someone who I love being creative. That is my field. That's what I love to do. I believe it's my calling. It's the way I express myself. So yeah, I'm a certified dad jokester. There will always be a dad joke, whether it's expected or not.
Because we like our dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
We're a dad fan.
I'm a dad fan. Yeah, so all about charisma, all about creativity, all about just saying stuff that make people go, what the heck? In a good way.
But what's up with the prettiness? Because what did you have to send in photos before you went to I'm surrounded by beauty. You should see these people. Okay, so a communicator.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Your sister, Shawnee.
Yeah, I would also, I'm a very people's person. Mm-hmm. So I love my people. Whether I know you or I just met you or I know you forever. I'm a very loud person. You hear me.
Yeah, that is true.
Before you see me coming.
So, hence the radio thing.
So, I'm such a people's person. I love my people. I am also very creative. I mean, I think.
Are you a thinker?
I do.
Are you the person that doesn't take it just because someone says it's true? You first have to go think it through.
Some situations, yes.
You can't just like, ek weet,
it's more of like, I overthink more about my own stuff.
Yes.
But
a vroeger.
Yes. But in other situations, I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. Cool,
easy going. Mm. Yeah. You know the personality types. They've got them also in the color ones, and the yellow ones are like, whatever. And you know what? The blues and the reds and the greens, they need people like us because they take life too seriously.
We're the adaptable ones.
They need.
What do they do without us?
I don't know, but we'll never get anywhere without the listy people. Okay, but V, how did you get to I Am? How did you make the connection?
I was studying a couple of years ago, and then I was studying sound engineering, and then...
Oh, wow. So you can take over that job on that side.
So when Erin and I are on air, and now Chandra is going to join us, but when Erin and I are on air...
You're the chief labor.
Yes, I am. but when I did, I had to do my internships, anything related to sound, so I chose to come here. That was, I think, 2023.
What?
And then at the end of the year, around November. So then I've been around, and then I was interning, and then... Given just saw me around and he was like, do you know any people who can host podcast, and I said, I don't have any friends, so I don't know, me, I guess. And then I showed him some of the stuff that I did in school. I happened to be part of some school projects that were podcasts and stuff like that. And then he liked it, and then he said, I would like you to join the team. So then I think I started last year in Feb or March. Yeah, but then that's how the connection happened. So I stopped interning, and then I headed over into the I Am side.
Yeah.
And then started doing the podcast.
Hey, but life works that way. Yeah, it does. You got to be there where the stuff is happening. And if you are there, especially in a place like Radio Pulpit, if you can do the floors, if you can sweep, you can do the coffee, and then you can do the radio. It's life happens.
Hey, Erin,
how do you end up here?
For me,
do you did you two know one another beforehand?
No,
because you look like you've been friends for 5 years.
I actually I started at Poly Incubation, and
what's a chit?
Poly Incubation.
What's that?
So it is the performing arts lifestyle incubation. So we do all things film, television, script writing.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's. You need to be a jack of all trades if you want to go into the industry. So in my third year, we had this assignment to do our own like radio show. And I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? And then I made my own like radio show.
PG James vibe going, what am I going to do? Yeah.
And then, in the beginning of the year, I told my lecturer, hey, would it be okay if I make a Christian radio station? He was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. We can submit it to like random like Christian radios. And at the end of my third year, I pitched it for a certain Christian radio. Got an interview, didn't get the job. But 2 weeks later, my accountability partner at church, she's like, you do that radio thing, right? And I was like, I do the radio thing, right? And then she sent me the application for I Am. I sent in my email, I think like a month later, me and V, we are meeting each other, and Given is like, hey, do a podcast. And you were so on the day we met, on the day that V and I met, we did a podcast. I think we did two, actually.
Yes, we did two.
So, now I'm here at
And
I
people
am.
Think we knew My each other. When they watched the episodes that we did, the first podcast episodes, people think that we knew each other.
Yeah.
And we're like, we just met,
girl, we met
30
like,
minutes before.
We met like in the hallway.
Okay. But quite the redemptive gifts, one of them is exhorter. And an exhorter is a person who 3 minutes after you've met them, there is no such thing as a stranger.
Yeah.
If you don't know someone, you get to know them. Yeah. And you like getting to know them. Yeah. And it's always a perk if you actually find out you do like the person that you like getting to know.
Very much,
so you started doing the podcast and everything like that.
And it's cool.
But it is different if it's a Christian podcast. And the thing that's in you, burning in you, can actually address that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think for me, like, I had to click very early on that this is also a ministering platform.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I need to really be in tune with the Lord if I want to speak on behalf of Him.
It's
a constant thing about going back to the source, getting filled by Him, but also then overflowing into whether it's the podcast or the radio or the people I work with.
Yeah.
So it's
awesome.
It's a lot more fulfilling than I thought it would be. That sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
No. What I mean is like I always wanted a podcast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but Lord, I want to do radio. And now I get to do outreaches, podcast, radio, work with people. So it's a lot more fulfilling.
And it's wide. The horizon's just limitless. You can go anywhere with this. Yeah. Anywhere with this. Yeah. And then, Shani, where did you get added to the pudding?
I got added end of last year, probably. So I had to do a promotional video for a course that my mother and her counseling friends do in George, called The Dream. And so it's just basically a course for the high school girlies, and they teach you how the dream is to get married one day, and modesty, and the do's and the don'ts of dating, and all of those stuff.
Oh, we must get all of your mother. That sounds like an awesome interview.
Such a good course. And then I had to do just a promotional video for that.
Yeah.
And they obviously posted it online on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And then someone from Radio Pulpit saw me, and they were like, would you be interested to actually do something like this? And I'm like, ek weet nie, maybe I would, because I've been praying and thinking about doing a podcast for almost 2 years now.
That's crazy.
And someone reached out, and I'm like, okay. okay, let's do this.
But and isn't that exactly how God is?
Yeah, I mean, that is so
you, you didn't do that thing thinking, I wonder what potential could be in this thing.
I was literally praying for a job, and not just a job, but something that I would love to do.
Yes.
Because I'm studying educational psychology, so it's like so far apart from each other.
Sure, yeah.
And I was like, Lord, what am I going to do that I'm going to actually enjoy and that's going to really honor you every single day? And they phone and I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. And literally the next day they were like, would you be interested to do to be like one of the people being interviewed for one of the presenters?
For real?
Yes. And I like I got, they asked me, do you want to do it? The next day I had to be on the podcast.
Wait, so then the day we met you, literally the day before.
Yeah, they asked me if I want to be on the
podcast. Really?
Oh, that's how you snooze, you lose. So it's not snooze in this place. Oh, honestly. Word. Okay, but so what do you guys do? So these podcasts that you do,
okay,
what's it about?
So a lot of, I think everyone has kind of, Chandra is new to the team. So she's, I think, will explain what she does, but Erin and I have kind of like a theme or an idea for what we want to tackle on the podcast. A lot of Erin's stuff is the creative industry and how to tackle that as a Christian, and then with me it's about like unfiltered conversation, so the things that we are so scared to talk about in the church and all of that.
Stunning,
I think everybody has a little bit of themselves into the podcast that they're pouring, but also just showing you that you are able to have these conversations and be relatable.
Yeah, that's really good.
We don't have to be scared to have certain conversations in the church, because that's the only way we can protect ourselves from what God wants to protect us from, and we learn from each other. So I think for us it's just like a creative space where we get to say whatever we want to say. And funny enough, all of us at some point in our lives wanted to have our own podcast. We were either scared, we didn't know where to start, and then God gave us this opportunity where it's like, you guys love me so much, you guys wanted to do a podcast, here's a platform to do that. Sure, so I think we have a space where we get to be young people and we get to show young people that, you know what, as much as if I stand on the pulpit, for example, there's always a filter to your Christian life. But when you're on a podcast, we go on and we say, you know, today's struggle was this, and I'm going to be real.
And we do. Okay, but I want to ask you.
Yeah.
The thing that media is, it's very personal because you like watch it right there in front of your face, your ears, but somehow it's far enough that you can be that honest.
Yes. Yes.
I mean that you can be that vulnerable because you're not looking into the face of the person.
Yes.
You know we need to talk about this stuff, but if you were standing right in front of someone, you would not be, even you would not really easily be talking about it. Do you find that when you talk about sensitive things like that, looking at the vulnerability is more doable because it's a media platform?
Yeah, I think also because I do like other work in the industry as well. So I've kind of in a way became like used to sharing an idea, but knowing that if I had to say it in real life, I'd be like, you know, sometimes in the life, like how you treat, but then when you're doing a scene or when you're on like on your podcast or when you're doing a radio show, it's just like, you know, guys, I think we should work on ABCD.
Yeah.
So I do find it difficult sometimes to share an idea, but like that directly with someone in like human form, because I look at your body and your body language
and
look
you react.
At your responses, and I'm like, oh, she said that, but I can't respond just yet. Slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen.
And you know too much. And you know too much about a person, so you don't say stuff because you know too much. Yeah, and all of that is gone when when there's a camera in between.
Very much.
I also think another thing is like, Erin and I once spoke about this, about the importance of knowing our approach when we speak to people. So as much as it is easier to speak, to say whatever we want and how we feel and our opinion and what God has been speaking to us about on radio or on a podcast, because there isn't people in there with us. When we are speaking to people in person, it's a different approach in how you speak to them and how you talk to them about God. You need to be, like Erin said, quick to listen. You need to see where they're at and meet them where they're at, and then figure out a way to get to them in that way. So I think a thing that I've mentioned before is that I had to ask God to help me to be more like him in the way that I approach people about him. Because that's the only way that they will be receptive. God knows who I'm talking to and knows what they are closed off to hearing and what they're not closed off to hearing. So he needs to be the one that guides us when we speak to people and have the boldness in situations where we have to do outreaches or in situations where we have to be at the youth concerts or youth shows or whatever. So yeah, I think the biggest thing that we try and do is like pray and ask God for guidance. Even before we shoot the podcast, we pray and say, Lord, help us.
Yeah.
Because this is your platform at the end of the day. And we don't want to say things that are out of line or things that we shouldn't be saying or things that you don't want people to hear.
And so, it's very easy for great communicators to depend on yourself. To just do it well because you're a great communicator. To be dependent on God doesn't happen on its own. But what do you do, Shani?
I think because I'm still new to this, I'm literally like taking bits and pieces from both of them.
Oh, you make them do the work and you just
then you gave away my secret.
No, I think, was something.
No, I think my heart going into this is really just taking all my life experiences that I've been through, I think it's literally a bit and pieces of them, is really speaking about things that other people not necessarily want to speak about or are too scared to speak about. I also feel like there's been many instances in my life where I had to go through something. It sounds bad, but go through something, but to be an example or help other people through it.
Yeah.
And you never go through anything only for yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. So I really, just to go through that and be like, listen, just to be like the older sister and be like, you know what? I get you. I hear you.
What? Why are you laughing, Erin?
That's so cute because I feel like almost like an older sister advice kind of podcast.
Yeah. So like I've been through this. I know this. Like let's, and even in times where I'm still going through things, to be like, listen, let's do this together. So I think it's bits and pieces of everywhere, but just the main thing is to go in with I'm the older sister and I'm speaking to you as an older sister.
Okay, so here's your biggest challenge in your life ever.
Oh goodness.
Okay. No. We have got 3 minutes, which gives each one of you 1 minute.
Okay.
Now you're speaking to South Africa.
Oh my god.
Think, what's the time now? It's 8 o'clock. So let's assume everyone is at school yet. Or they're still in their car and they're late and they're stressed and all that. So you're speaking to their little family there. You've learned stuff in life. You've had all of these podcasts, and of all of them, there must be one. What's the one thing that you've learned so far? If you had to speak to South Africa to say, what? Okay, V is saying, give me 3 seconds. I'm still thinking.
Okay.
She was ready for it.
Speak
to South Africa in 1 minute to inspire them.
If I can speak to South Africa, or I'm speaking to South Africa right now, is just to have a really good, godly community around you.
Sure, that's real.
That is super, super, super important. That is something
and biblical.
That is something that the Lord has blessed me with in the last year. And I feel like the things that I've been going through, if it wasn't for my community, I would have probably been somewhere on my own, isolated, running away. So I think if I can just speak to you guys as an older sister, just have and get and pray for a godly community that will walk with you through things, that would cry with you, that will laugh with you, that will do life with you, and not just be there on a Sunday at church or at a connect group or at a youth group, but be with you every single day.
Real
people that real go through the real problems of a daily life with you. So godly community, super important.
1 minute.
Awesome. Yeah. Mine would be, I think the first thing that came to mind was be still. I would encourage everyone, just be still in front of the Lord and with the Lord.
That's not someone, very easy.
Yeah, it's not, because like I'm someone who's like very, my mind is always on like 100. Like I would be thinking about one thing and already I'm like, okay, cool. So in 5 weeks I need to do that. What am I gonna wear? And it's like, just let's calm down. let's just bring it back to self.
Yeah,
so I would encourage people just to be still.
That's good. That's
but
really
also
good.
That the Lord isn't afraid of noise, but he moves in such a way where you know, like, I need to calm down. I need to be present. And I think kind of like what came to mind just now is Moses and the burning bush.
Sure.
Like, it's not like a crazy, but it was like a hazard fire. It was a burning bush, but it was so powerful. To be still, spend time with the Lord. He's not afraid of our humanity. In fact, he knows all of our emotions. He himself, he has been through it. All right.
be still. And that's a young people with a cell phone. Okay, wait, hold on. One last, V, you've got a 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I think what I would advise is prayer and reading the word. I think there's nothing in the world that we can go through that God can't help us through his word.
Sure,
so there's always answers to every single situation. And if we want to have the peace, the joy, the love, the fruits of the spirit, the only way we are able to do that is if we read the word.
That's
and
really
then he helps us. So I think prayer mixed together with reading the word for me is so important, because that is also one thing that helps even with your mental health.
Sure.
We always think that those things don't go together. God and mental health doesn't go together, but I think it does. So
of
I think
course
those
it does. Definitely. See, wisdom, people. Wisdom from
there
the young
go.
People.
Oh, my gosh.
Find these people. Go see the podcast. If you know young people, send them on. This is what they need to hear.